In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today's gospel teaches us several things. It teaches us that one is that the Lord is more powerful than any evil. And a second thing is that he does good even to those who are unable to ask him to help him. And that he does good even for those who reject him. Now, if we could transport ourselves back in time, around 32 AD or so, and we had lived in this area of the Gadarenes, we certainly would have heard stories about these two possessed men who lived out at the cemetery, and how they were wild and violent, and how they would harm everybody that passed by there. And we would have learned to stay away from that area, much in the same way that, you know, we learned to avoid dangerous areas of a particular city, even today. And in our times, there are plenty of evil things that happen in the world, as we hear every day in the newspapers and the television. And sometimes people doubt whether God really cares, or sometimes they even question if he can do anything about the evils in the world today. But fortunately, in this gospel, we can see that Christ demonstrates how he is in charge and he can do anything. And he can put an end to evil. But he's told us that this will happen in the right time when he comes in his second coming. Also, today, sometimes people question, how could God permit evil and suffering to exist if he truly loved us? He could destroy evil right now, and you know, then we could just live in peace and safety. So, you know, why doesn't he do this? Well, the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Fathers have explained this pretty clearly over the past, 2,000 years. Just for one example, St. John Chrysostom says, "For what intent did the devils destroy the swine? Everywhere they have labored to drive men to dismay, and everywhere they rejoice in destruction. This, for instance, the devil did with respect to Job, although in that case, God too suffered it. But neither in that case as complying with the devil, but willing to show his own servant Job the more glorious, cutting off the evil spirit, all pretext for his shamelessness, and turning on his own head what was done against the righteous man." So God certainly turned the tables on the devil when the story of Job. "And because now also the contrary of what they wished came to pass. For the power of Christ was gloriously proclaimed, and the wickedness of the demons from which he delivered those possessed by them was the more plainly indicated. How they want power to touch even swine without permission from the God of all." In other words, you know, these demons didn't just act on their own will. They didn't just think, aha, we'll go, destroy these swine. That'll really get these people upset and mad and get them to turn away from God. No, they don't have even that power. They had to ask Jesus, well, is it okay if we go into the swine? He said, all right, go ahead. Because Jesus wanted to reveal how much they hate people and they're evil. But we have to know that God absolutely loves us with a love that passes all human understanding. You know, as it says in John 3:16, the famous passage, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." As one Holy Father pointed out, since God is omnipotent and is all-powerful to prevent anything from happening that he does not wish to happen, it also follows that whatever does happen, therefore, is by God's permission. And since we know and trust that he loves us and wants only our good, and for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, when God permits something to happen in our lives, it is really for our benefit. Now, sometimes we can perceive that there's a silver lining, even when something apparently bad happens, because something, good comes out of it, and we can see this. But other times, it is not given to us to understand everything right now, and we still have to learn to trust in the Lord anyway. If you want, you can keep a list, and then, when you depart this life, you can ask God himself and say, by the way, Lord, why did this happen this way? But in the meantime, let's be patient and just try to endure those things, knowing that he loves us and that he's really trying to work for our good, even if we don't always understand. In today's account of the casting out of these demons, we can see a great deal of good. Christ has healed those two men so that they are now in their right minds. He's rid the local community of a dangerous threat. And he's come to the people of Gadara just as he came to the Samaritan people after meeting the woman at the well, so that they now have the opportunity to thank their benefactor and learn from Christ about the kingdom of heaven and how they can reach salvation. But the fact that they did not welcome Christ, but asked him to depart from them instead, was entirely their choice. And no one can blame Christ for coming to them, since as the lover of mankind, he wanted only to help them. And that's very much true today. You know, Christ keeps coming to us. He keeps coming to the world. As he said, I'm not come to judge the world, but to save the world. So in this period of time, the Holy Fathers tell us that Christ is being very patient. And he's permitting even people to make mistakes and even do evil things because he's hoping that they will repent. But at some point, there'll be an end to that. And we'll come in his second coming, and then he'll say, okay, now everything's completed, and now he will judge the world when he comes in that time. But in the meantime, that's why he's being very patient with us. This miraculous healing also reveals the mercy of our Lord. And just as he healed the man who was deaf and mute, even though that man was unable to ask his help because of his infirmity, the same is true of these possessed men. They were not able to ask Christ. They were really out of their minds. You know, they were possessed by these demons, and they really couldn't even think straight or act properly. And yet the Lord had compassion on them and healed them just the same by casting out those demons. And if the Gadarenes had considered it, the fact that their valuable swine perished was really a blessing in disguise, since obviously they were more attached to their financial gain than they were to their own salvation. And so in a sense, losing that source of their wealth should have helped them to repentance, which in turn would have helped them achieve salvation, an eternal treasure that is of much greater importance than just temporary earthly gain. And finally, as it says in the scriptures, the Father makes his Son to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So Christ did all this good to these people, who then, instead of thanking him, rejected him and asked him to leave them. But the good and merciful Lord never stops pouring out his love and kindness, even to those who hate him. And here is divine love in action that we as Christians are called to imitate. So let us rejoice in the almighty power and merciful kindness of our Lord and show our love for him by always seeking to please him. Let us thank him always for the many blessings that he showered upon us, even when we do not deserve it. And let us not fear evil, knowing that our Lord will deal with evil in his own way and in his own time. But rather, let us always strive to please our Lord and welcome him into our midst, that we may join him in his eternal heavenly kingdom. Glory be to our God.